Now, briefly and with fewer words, let your awareness descend into the body, right down to the ground, and rest your body in a posture that is relaxed, still, and vigilant. And allow passively your respiration to settle in its natural rhythm. And by so doing, you allow your vital energies to flow unimpededly, harmoniously. And rest your awareness, releasing all grasping, all hopes and fears, desires and aversions. Simply rest. Awareness right where it is. Utterly relaxed. Effortless. With a release of grasping, it will be still. And unless you identify it with the dullness or excitation of the mind, the natural luminosity of your awareness will be unveiled, unobscured. And so rest there with these three vital points of body, speech, and mind. And now with this preparation, let's venture into the still preparatory practice, preparatory for Vipassana, the preparatory practice of Shamatha. By letting your eyes be at least partially open, soft, all the muscles around the eyes relaxed and soft. And let your visual gaze rest vacantly in the space in front of you, without focusing on any visual object. Your eyes soft, unfocused. And while so doing, continue to let your awareness rest right where it is, without directing it anywhere, with no effort. Sustain the flow of your awareness in a relaxed way. Still unwavering. And naturally clear. Do not suppress thoughts or mental images. Don't suppress any activities of the mind, the movements of the mind. Just let them be as you rest in the stillness of awareness. Simply note with no conceptual elaboration the movements of the mind. Any noises that suddenly arise in the auditory field or movements within the visual field or tactile sensations, effortlessly just note them, just enough not to be drawn away by them. And if you can continue in this way with just that, just those instructions, and continue without letting your mind slip away, become distracted, caught up in wandering thoughts, insofar as you can continue without becoming bored or spacing out, becoming dull, if you can continue in this practice, maintaining your level of interest, that's enough. But if you do start to become a bit spaced out, disoriented, not quite knowing what you're doing because you're really not doing much of anything at all, if you'd like to ground your awareness in something happening in the present moment to stabilize your awareness, then here's one possibility. The cultivation of mindfulness of the breathing, which the Buddha specifically taught to people having a certain temperament, such that they are prone to a lot of rumination, mind wandering. And for such people, the Buddha encouraged mindfulness of breathing as a very soothing, gentle way to calm the dispersion, the agitation, the conceptual proliferations of the mind. So let's follow that for this session. And this, with this particular approach, which is very much in tune with Dzogchen, the whole mood of Dzogchen, to which we've already been introduced by Dujum Rinpoche, continue to rest your awareness right where it is, relaxed, still, and clear. Primarily, attending just to that, just to the awareness of being aware, which is effortless. But peripherally, without any effort at all, really, do note deliberately the rhythm of your respiration. You don't need to focus on the body or focus on tactile sensations. Rather, rest right where you are. Rest in awareness, resting in its own place. But because you are aware of the body, then without any effort, you will be aware of the rhythm of the respiration. So allow that. Let this be part of your practice to peripherally note the flow of the in-breath, the flow of the out-breath, and perhaps a pause, brief or long, after the out-breath. And note when the breathing is flowing inwards, when it's flowing outwards. Be aware just of the rhythm. And without you going to look for it, without specifically focusing on the body, tactile sensations, the belly or anything else, without effortfully directing your attention anywhere, just resting it right where it is, you can effortlessly be aware of the respiration, its flow, its rhythm. Let your awareness continue to be spacious. Your awareness is not inside your head. It's not inside a small container. Oh, your awareness is coextensive with the space of awareness, which has no boundaries, no center or periphery. So primarily be aware of being aware. Be aware of this space of awareness with which it is coextensive. This be your primary focus, but then peripherally, simply note the relative duration of each in and out breath, which is to say, just the rhythm of the breath, with its in-breath, out-breath, and the pauses that occur. Again, you may find yourself just getting spaced out, disoriented, feeling a bit at a loss. What am I doing here? You're doing so little. You may feel the urge to do a bit more. To keep yourself grounded in the present moment and not just drifting off into dullness or easily being drawn away by thoughts, memories. So if you'd like a little bit more of something to do to help stabilize and maintain the continuity of your attention, while resting in the stillness of awareness, when you peripherally note that the breath is flowing in during the course of that inhalation, arouse, refresh, intensify the flow of your attention. Really concentrate on being aware. Vividly be aware of being aware. Draw your awareness right into that. Direct the spear of your vital energies and mind right into the very nature of awareness itself. Penetrate it as you breathe in. And as you know the breath is flowing out, deeply relax, release your awareness into space. Release all effort, all striving. Release your awareness into space with no object, a space empty of thoughts and images, while still sustaining the flow of awareness, the breath flows in again. Do not contract or itch your awareness into some tiny space like inside your head, but rather as the breath flows in, accentuate, heighten, intensify your awareness of awareness, withdrawing from all appearances, but not drawing your awareness inside some imaginary space inside your head. Just accentuate, elevate the acuity of your awareness, of awareness. As you breathe in, and release again into space as you breathe out, with no object. During the in-breath, concentrate your awareness right in upon the nature of awareness. Focus inwards upon awareness, transcending the very sense of there being a subject in here. There is no hard target inwards. It is just awareness. So invert inwards beyond the very experience of there being a subject in here. And as you breathe out, release your awareness into space with no object, not even focusing as an object on space itself, simply releasing into objectless space, empty of appearances, empty of thought, non-conceptual. And then when your experience during the in-breath, as you concentrate in upon the experience of awareness itself, when that experience is in no way different than your experience of releasing into space with no object, when there is a continuous unbroken flow of awareness, as you invert and release, as you breathe in and breathe out, when there's no difference, then suspend this oscillation like a pendulum coming to rest in the center. And simply rest your awareness right where it is, with no fluctuation. And that's enough, just that. Sustain that flow of mindfulness without distraction, without grasping.